Now will you notice, we come to the third day, and in verse 20, and in the morning, as they passed by. Now that's the third day, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold the fig tree, which thou cursest, is withered away. Now that causes our Lord now to give here this discourse on prayer, because they marvel that he did this. And this leads to this discourse. And let's come to that now. I probably should conclude this matter of the triumphal entry, so-called, that it actually is the public presentation of himself as the Messiah. And obviously, he is rejected. And we find here that this is merely that which is not a triumph. I don't like that term. I don't think that it's scriptural to call it that. You wait till you see him someday when he comes and the dead in Christ rise first and those that alive fall, and you see that tremendous order of 1,900 years of millions of saints going out. My friend, that'll be a triumphal entry. That'll really be one. And I think it's going to take place over a long period of time. Somebody says it'll be in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Yes, but my friend, that parade's got a long ways to go. Not to the moon, but to the new Jerusalem. And he's going to lead them into the new place for this new group, the new creation. My, what a glorious thing that'll be. That'll be triumphant. Now, let's notice this. Verse 22, Jesus answering, saith unto them, have faith in God. That's very interesting. You see, this discourse on the prayer of faith grew out of Peter's calling attention to the blighted fig tree. The first step in prayer is faith in God. The writer to the Hebrews, you remember, put it like that. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, if you don't believe in God, friends, certainly the skeptic of the past who said that prayer is a madman talking to himself is very accurate. He that cometh to God must believe that he is. Have faith in God. That's the first step. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now, this is a verse that's been so misunderstood today. You find that the Christian doesn't need to throw mountains around literally, but he needs power today for living and meeting the daily mountains of cares and problems. And Paul could pray for the Ephesians, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. Now, don't pray for me that I'll be able to move the mountains that are back of our headquarters up here in Pasadena, because frankly, I see no point in moving the mountains. And if I'd move them, where in the world would I move them? And I don't want to put them out in the ocean. They look pretty up where they are. So that's not it. But I want to tell you very candidly, I would like to be strengthened with might by the Holy Spirit in the inner man. And that, my friend, would be greater than moving a mountain. That's the thing that's important. And that's the thing actually he's talking about, and he's giving them this visible thing for them to see.